is Ian Griffin with Professionally Speaking, and I'm here with a podcast coming live from the event that's just been held called The Bright Side of Life by Sahar Qadahi and Pam Whitman. Hello, ladies.
Hi, how are you? Thank you very much for this interview.
Yeah. Hello, Ian. Great to meet you.
Well, thanks, Pam. It's great to meet you and also Sahar. So, Sahar, you're the founder of what I understand is a community, started out for women, but there's been guys in the room as well. Yeah. What is the bright side of life?
Sure. About 5 years ago, I want to empower and inspire women to be better, share their voices with the world, and step it up. And so I started a small group in my family room. Without knowing, 5 years later, it turned out to be that was what I meant to do. And now we have over 5,500 members that have come through the Bright Side of Life, and we continue to empower and inspire women, not just locally, but now we're going and we're doing internationally as well. And my goal is to help women build communities among each other all over the world, one city at a time.
Great. And now today, yes. I was a judge, part of a panel of four judges, who were here to help judge something that's near and dear to my heart, yes. Which is people beginning to improve their speaking skills. And yes. Pam, you were involved in tutoring them, I understand, or training them up. Yes. So what was the background to this?
Well, a few months ago, I received a message that I needed to help women and some men who really need to voice their leadership role. And basically, this event was called Voices of Leadership. Many speakers who are just barely starting or even intermediate who's done, they have a real challenge. They're going on a journey of learning the steps of speaking. Now, you know, Ian, as a promoter of The Bright Side of Life, I have promoted hundreds and hundreds of speakers on my stage. And so I know the art of making sure those speakers that are coming to speak on the Bright Side of Life stage, they have their stuff together. And so as they call me wanting to really learn how to speak, or they want to speak rather on my stage, they're not prepared. They don't have their one page. They don't have the 3 minutes. They don't have the video. They don't have photos. They have no clue what the topic is. And so I said, you know what? There has to be something more. So I got a message, or I was guided to start this program called Voices of Leadership. And the wonderful thing at the end of this, message, I was told, you're not going to do it alone. And so Pam Whitman showed up. And so she has been such an inspiration, because there are parts, obviously, that I'm gifted at, and there are parts that I needed someone who is a speaker expert who helps them with congruency to help me with. And that's when Pam came in, and together we just started the Voices of Leadership. And you know the exciting part? 60 people registered within 2 weeks of us launching this event. And today you witnessed about 35 of them who came and actually shared their 3 minutes on stage of their Voices of Leadership.
Yeah, and I was very impressed by the level. So Pam, what is some of the work you did with these people? Was it done in person, or I understand you might have had some telephone calls with them and so on?
Well, we did one telecall, and we gave some background about a three-minute talk and what the pieces they need for that and their message. But the biggest thing that really worked was something I call speaking fearlessly, and now we call it speaker jam. So they got a chance to actually be up in front in a very safe environment. So we would give them positive feedback on what they were doing. They also got this outline. And some of the people I did work with personally, too. But by having the chance to get up there and say their story, which is, of course, the most driven piece of their presentation, that's how we get to know them, right? How they're authentic, how they become vulnerable. And then how does that lead into what they do and what community they're bringing together? So by having the chance to actually do it was probably the most key thing.
That's great. And now, what's next? I understand that there's more events coming up.
Absolutely. On the 16th of August, we have invited, obviously, as your judge, you will be selecting. We have selected 6 people, some men, women, diverse background, to come and actually present their 20 minutes. So from 3 minutes to 20 minutes, 6 of them have actually will be speaking at the Bright Side of Life, Be the Voice of Leadership event on August 16th. It is also an all-day event, and it's just going to be phenomenal because we get to witness them and the transformation that me and Pam are going to guide them through to help them get on that stage and really share a compelling message. We also have invited international speakers to join us to also share some of the gifts that they have in regards to becoming the best speaker ever.
So that's Saturday, I presume,
it's
16th
Friday,
of
August? Friday, the 16th of August, and it will be in Pleasanton, California.
And how will people find out about it if they want to know more?
Absolutely. www.thebrightsideoflifecenter.com, thebrightsideoflifecenter.com, and they could go and learn more about it.
Well, that's been great. Well, thanks for spending a few minutes with me, and it was a wonderful day. I was very impressed by the speakers, and good luck with the event. I'm looking forward to coming back on the 16th.
Thank you, Ian. It was a pleasure to have you there, and you've given us some great insight.
Thank you so much, Ian. Good luck to you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.